This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis met today with the president, who personally invited him to the White House, along with North Dakota's Republican governor. Trump says Polis is doing an excellent job managing COVID-19.
These two really professional, good governors that do such a, work so hard. I know both of them very well. One happens to be a Democrat.
Polis says the federal government agreed to send Colorado more masks and protective equipment that will go mainly to senior centers. Also in Washington, the Supreme Court heard an election case from Colorado today. At issue is whether a state can require presidential electors to vote for the candidate who wins the state's popular vote, or if they are free to vote as they choose. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals found they can choose whomever they wish. Justice Ruth Ginsburg asked Colorado's Attorney General about that.
Can you give us an idea of the practical consequences of a ruling one way or another?
AG Phil Weiser opposes letting electors vote however they please.
Your Honor, the chaos that could result from upholding the 10th Circuit's ruling is one that could occasion a constitutional crisis.
Attorneys on the other side say the Constitution protects the independence of presidential electors. Red flag warning until 8 tonight for Colorado Springs and Pueblo, till 9 for Grand Junction, 74 in Denver, 77 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.